And then we're doing our Heroes series. So this week we're doing Hannah, and that's with Tabile.
Morning, everyone. Yes, we are on our Heroes series. And this week we are talking about Hannah, not Eccles, but Hannah. And last week we spoke about Danielle. And before we can even start talking about Hannah, I want to introduce her in a very special way. This is just a handout. Just read that Bible verse or that scripture and just write down what you've learned. How does this affect you? Why do you even think we're talking about Hannah? Why Hannah? Why is she so special? You know? So just read it. Going to give you a few minutes, about 5 minutes for you guys to read it and write down. There's some questions there about the verse and stuff like that. So, yeah. Now, let us connect with Hannah. We're going to watch a video that will, you know, just uplift us a bit.
This story starts with a man named Elkanah. He was married to a woman named Peninnah and also to a woman named Hannah. But the story isn't really about him. It's all about Hannah and how she prayed. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not have any children, and this made her very sad. Between his two wives, Elkanah definitely loved Hannah the most. He would shower her with gifts and try to comfort her, saying, "I can be better to you than 10 sons could ever be." But even though he was very affectionate, Hannah just couldn't shake the deep disappointment of wanting to be a mother, but not being able to. What's worse is that any time Elkanah was away, Peninnah would make fun of Hannah. She would tell her that she was a failure, call her names, and say that maybe God just hated her. This went on for years. Hannah would try to have a baby, but would be unsuccessful. And Peninnah would mercilessly ridicule her. Finally, Hannah had enough. She went to Shiloh, the capital city, and went into the temple to pray. As Hannah prayed, she cried. She wondered why having a child, the one thing she wanted more than anything, seemed to come so effortlessly to everyone else. She also made a vow that if God would answer her prayer, she would raise her child as a priest as a way of saying thank you. As Hannah was praying, a man named Eli saw her. Eli was the high priest, a big shot. And when he saw this strange woman in his temple, rocking back and forth and crying, he assumed she was drunk and told her to leave. But Hannah stood up for herself. She explained that she was not drunk, but that she was actually pouring out her heart to God. When Eli heard this and saw her faith, he reassured her that God would absolutely answer her prayers. And Hannah believed him. Perhaps for the first time, she really felt that God was on her side. After that, Hannah was genuinely happy, trusting completely that God does answer our prayers. She went home to her husband and a little while later became pregnant with her first child. She gave birth to a son named Samuel and was overjoyed. And she kept her promise to God, letting Eli raise Samuel as a priest. What changed for Hannah? In the past, her prayers might have started with herself. She might have thought, "I want to be a mother. I deserve to be a mother. I would make a great mother, better than all those other mothers." Her prayers might have started with jealousy, too. "Why does Peninnah get to be a mother, and not me?" But when Hannah made her vow to God in the temple, something was different. You might say that all those years she'd been praying, God had been listening, and he'd been exalting her desires, lifting them up until they became more spiritual. Now, Hannah's focus wasn't on herself anymore. It was on God. and that steadfast focus on God shut out all the fear and jealousy and despair she was feeling. In that moment, God really became the biggest thing in the room to her. After giving birth to Samuel, Hannah went on to have at least 4 more children. And in the very next chapter of the Bible, you can find a beautiful poem she wrote expressing her heartfelt gratitude to God. Hannah's story shows the Bible's promise. Miracles can happen when you let God into your heart and let Him mold and exalt your desires into their glorious fulfillment.
Now, I'm going to ask us to divide into groups. Now, we heard the story of Hannah. We watched a video about it. And you can write down a bit what you've learned, what you think about the video and stuff like that. And let's just divide into groups quickly. And in those groups, we're going to now hear from Hannah. From the first person point of view. Hannah's going to tell us the story about herself and how she really, really felt like. So let's divide into groups, and Hannah will come to each group and tell the story. How was that? I think that was just so awesome. We can take people from the past, bring them to life. Okay, now just quickly, what did you learn? Just talk about what you've learned, and then we're going to ask you to choose one person. I'm going to give you exactly 2 minutes for you guys to do that. Talk about what you've learned from Hannah, and then you're going to choose one person to just come and share what the group has spoken about. Okay. Can we have one representative from each group to just come and share quickly what you guys have been speaking about? Attention, all passengers. Thank you.
Well, what we discussed in our group is that you must put all your trust in God and rely completely and like wholly on God and not just on your own selfish needs, but just rely on Him ultimately.
Wow. That's amazing. Let's give him a hand. Wow. That's really good. Can you have this team? Someone from this group.
Well, our group just saw how faith and miracles can happen if you keep going, persisting. And I just love the way when she left, her face was not downcast anymore. That meant she trusted God and she knew it was going to happen. So,
yeah. Wow, that's amazing. God turns the frown upside down. That's great. Can you have that team?
What we talked about was how what stood out to us was that she just kept praying over so many years and she just never gave up, and God did answer her prayers. So.
God answers prayers. Can you have this team?
Cool. So what our group discussed was 4 points: that you must persevere in God and be faithful. Don't just let up when He doesn't answer. And then when you pray, you mustn't always be selfish. Shouldn't be me, me, me. You should put God at the center of all your requests. God listens. Have faith. Connect your desires to God. Let Him mold it to His will.
Wow, and that's Hannah's brother. How amazing is that? Okay, can I have Joe's team?
Okay, so we found out that often when you're praying for something and you're wondering why it's not getting answered, it's often because our heart is in the wrong place. Because in the Bible it talks about if your heart is in the right place and if it's aligned with God, then God will grant you the desires of your heart because it's the same as His desires. But when our desires are slightly different, then God doesn't always answer our prayer. But when Hannah realized that it was about God, then her prayers were answered, and God actually used Samuel later on to be this mighty man of God. So it was kind of like this dual purpose to bless Hannah and also to fulfill God's purposes. So.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you, Sean. Can I have that group, please?
So our group basically talked about, you know, how we always have to pray with faith and how it's always harder to, like, stay pure and stuff when people are bringing you down, like, Panai, if I'm saying her name right, I'm not sure, was always bringing Hannah down. But like the part that really got me like touched, if I say, is when, you know, she had been praying for like years and years for like just this one thing, just to have like a child. And there are a lot of stories about like that, like Sarah's story and stuff, where basically somebody wants you to just have like, I don't know, like their own flesh and blood to love and stuff. And it's always sometimes really connects with God, because then he thinks of us as our children. And, you know, wanting to have something like that, I think like it wasn't God saying, no, you can't have a child. It was just like God saying, you know, I also want to have a relationship with you. I also want to be the center of your life. And that's why she had to like wait a really long time to realize that. Because then it's like many other people said, if it's all you, then that's not happening. But if you put God in the center, then things happen.
Wow, that's great. That's amazing. Can I have that team?
Well, we say that if you pray to God and you ask for something, he gives in abundance. Because he didn't only give her one son, he gave her like a lot of sons. So also you must glorify God in all you do. Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you very much. That's great. Can I have the last team, please? Come on, guys. We can do better than that. Come on. Clap. Yeah. Yeah. And we hear
all right. What we learned was that when she decided to turn to God, because like the video said that sometimes maybe she started off with thoughts just for herself. Once you turn to God, He and make Him the center of your life, your prayers will start coming true, and yeah, that stuff. And one thing that my group noticed was that when she promised, she kept her promise. She didn't say, no, but he's my firstborn, I love him too much, I mean, it's been years, I really want this child. She kept it. She kept that promise. And she said, okay, God, you provided me with a miracle. You can have him back as well. Okay, so.
Yeah. Thank you, Hannah. Wow. Now I don't know what to say because you guys said my preaching. So we can all go home. Let us pray. So, but lessons for life. Firstly, what we learned from Hannah is that you can trust God. You can trust God. And why do we trust God? It's because if I can't, we must know that God can. Hannah prayed for a very long time, for a very, very long time, because she knew that God can. When I fail, God won't fail. Another thing that Hannah did was she never stopped praying. There's a scripture in the Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, I think it's verse 18, if I'm not mistaken, pray without ceasing. Hannah is a perfect example of that. She's a perfect example of that. She never stopped praying. She prayed for years. Micah said she prayed for years for one thing. Imagine. And she never got tired. Why? Because she knows that if she can't, God can. She knows that God is a possibility in the impossible. So whenever you see or you view something as being impossible, just know that it is possible with God. One thing that Hannah knew is that God answers prayers all the time. And he hears us when we pray. God hears us and he answers our prayers. And some people may ask, oh yeah, God hasn't answered my prayer. Guess what? God's time is the right time, not ours. Sometimes we want things now. We want to do things now. We want God to answer now. Hannah prayed for years, and she knew that my God is always on time. My God is always on time. God has perfect timing. He's never early, never late. It takes a little patience, and it takes a lot of faith, but it's worth it. the wait is worth it. Look at what happened to Hannah. There's a lot of people or characters from the Bible that we can actually refer to when it comes to this. People who've been there, who've prayed. If you think that it's impossible to pray for one thing and God answers after 50 years, and a person can do that and not get tired, it is possible. People have done it. So it is worth the wait. It is worth the wait. Number two, you can get meaning. You can get meaning. But, you know, other people can say, Tabs, wait, whoa, no, How can I get meaning in a very difficult situation? I can't see where I'm going. I feel like I'm taking a step back. If God is all-knowing, then why do I go through all this stuff? Why can't he stop bad things from happening? Why can't he? You know why? Because God wants your life to be a testimony so that others can get to know him through you. We all know the story of Job, I hope, right? He went through a lot. He went through a lot. He lost everything in one day. Kids, everything, and his riches in one day. Today, we read that story and people are changed by it. So whenever bad things are happening, whenever you face challenges, take them to God. Remember, there's a scripture that Mark read last week that says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations. Count it all joy because a person or two or 50 or a million are going to be changed by your testimony. So remember that whenever you go through stuff, God is there with you. Whenever you go through challenges, God is right there with you. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. God wants us to completely depend on him. He wants us to completely depend on him. He wants us to learn how to be close to him. He wants a relationship with us. God wants a relationship with us. And that's why he created us. God created us so that we can communicate with him, so that we can get closer to him. Maybe God was teaching Hannah to be closer to him. He was just waiting for Hannah to learn how to be close to God. And once Hannah learned that, then God provided a child for her. We don't know. But all we know is that Hannah persevered, and God listened, and God delivered. So one other thing that we need to know is that sometimes when you go through stuff, God wants us to learn something from it. And when we pray, I once prayed, I said, God, I pray for, let me have faith, because I saw this lady who just had faith, who can just believe in God and say, I believe God is going to provide that for me, and it happens. And I said, God, I want to have faith like her. And I started praying for it. And you know what? God didn't just take faith and put it on top of me. He gave me a situation that will teach me how to have faith, and that wasn't nice. So everything that happens in life, God wants us to have a relationship with him. We don't just connect to God when things are bad, but we also connect to God when things are good. God has a purpose for your life. And he has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a reward for your faithfulness. So don't give up. There's a reward for your faithfulness. If you don't believe me, just be faithful and we'll see. Let's test God. Let's try him. Let's just be faithful and see if there's no reward at the end. Remember that God loves you very much. When trouble comes, you need to know where to go. You go to him. Hannah didn't go to the priest. Hannah didn't go to her friends. Remember, there's another wife in the picture here who was just cursing at her, who was just telling her bad stuff, who was not nice. But Hannah knew exactly where to go, and she went to God. So whenever you're facing trouble, whenever you're in a bad space, go to God. Go to God. And God will give you peace, and you won't even understand where that peace comes from. So God wants us to go to him because he loves us. And people may disappoint you, but God won't. I will disappoint you. Mark can disappoint you. Your parents can disappoint you. Worse, your friends always disappoint you. But Hannah said, "For this child I have prayed, and the Lord has granted the desires of my heart." So who best to go to? God never, ever disappoints. He will never disappoint you. Sometimes you may ask yourself that, but I've been praying, and God is not answering my prayer. You must ask yourself a question, is that prayer within God's will? And if you know that that prayer, it is within God's will, then wait upon the Lord, and you'll see what God will do for you. One other thing you can give back. One thing that is amazing that Hannah did, Hannah gave back. She took the very thing that God, that she's been praying for years, and took it back to God. She took it back to God. We must learn how to give. It's either we give to God directly, or we give to God by helping others. Whenever you see a need, you need to respond to it. If you can, if it's within your means, then respond to it. Imagine, Hannah did something that God did. Hannah took her son and gave the son back to God. God gave us Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his son. So Hannah is the only human I've read about who has done that. It's not easy. I mean, I don't want to say I'm old, but I've grown, and my parents wouldn't still want to give me up to anyone or anything. Doesn't matter how old you are, your parents will never, ever give you up. But Hannah gave her 2-year-old up. She was 2, right? He was 2. Samuel was 2, yes. So, I have a challenge for you guys this morning. During this week, whenever you see a need and you have the means to do something, please respond to it. I will do that as well. In any way, in any form, just an act of kindness throughout the week. I'm not saying one day a week, but throughout a week. Throughout the week, just find one thing. Just something. Whenever you see a need and you know you have the means to, just do it. And you'll see what God will do for you. You'll see the blessings that God will give you. Well, God blesses us anyway, but now you will see them. You will see the blessings, and we will learn how to be grateful. So whenever you see a need this week, just respond to it. Let's just give. Let's just give. I'm not talking about giving money all the time. You guys are students, right? I'm talking about giving your love, giving your time, saying hello to the most insignificant person maybe at school, just saying hello. How was your exam? To the person that you never even speak to. So let's have an act of kindness during this week. Whenever we see a need, let us respond to it. And someone said, when love is when you see a need and you respond to it. That is love. So with that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for the story of Hannah, that, Lord, that teaches us so much from one woman Jehovah, that I've never thought that can relate to young people, but you made it possible, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that she touches all our lives and that, Lord, we can learn so much from Hannah's life. I thank you, Father, for each young person who's here. Help us, Lord, to take this challenge seriously and actually execute it during the week. In Jesus' name, Lord, I give every person in here to you, Jehovah. Cover them, Lord, and protect them, Jehovah, and bless them throughout the week until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, our next hero, who can guess who it is? Ah, man, it is Jonah. So next week, we'll be talking about Jonah. Please be here. He's an amazing character as well. But come next week, you'll hear the story of Jonah and a fish.